Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the history of the Caribbeans. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for documenting the history of the Caribbean, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Martinique, A Journey Through Time, Episode 2, a story that promises to detail the history of the first settlers to present day. So sit back and relax as we navigate you through this journey. Chapter 5, Resistance and Revolts, The Seeds of Freedom. The history of resistance and revolts in Martinique is a story of resilience, courage, and defiance in the face of unimaginable oppression. From the enslaved Africans who fought to reclaim their humanity to free people of color who demanded equality, the struggle for freedom on the island was a constant undercurrent during the era of colonization. This chapter delves deeply into the various forms of resistance, the leaders who inspired rebellion, and the cultural and social impact of these movements. It examines how the seeds of freedom were planted long before emancipation, and explores the legacies of resistance that continue to shape Martinique today. The early roots of resistance. Resistance in Martinique began long before the large-scale revolts of the 18th and 19th centuries. From the moment enslaved Africans arrived on the island, they found ways to resist their oppressors. These acts of defiance were not always large or coordinated. Often, they were subtle, everyday acts that asserted their humanity. Cultural resistance. Enslaved Africans preserved their cultural traditions, creating a vibrant Creole culture that blended African, European, and indigenous elements. Through music, dance, and spiritual practices, they maintained a sense of identity and community, even in the face of dehumanization. Rituals such as drumming, which was often banned by plantation owners, became acts of rebellion in themselves, symbolizing a refusal to surrender their heritage. Sabotage. Plantation workers would often engage in forms of sabotage, such as damaging tools, slowing down work, or destroying crops. These actions disrupted the operations of the plantations and served as a form of protest against their enslavement. Escapes and maroon communities. Escaping from the plantations was one of the most direct forms of resistance. Those who managed to flee often sought refuge in the rugged, mountainous interior of the island. There, they established maroon communities, self-sufficient settlements of escaped slaves who lived off the land and maintained their freedom. These communities, though constantly under threat from colonial forces, became symbols of resistance and hope for the enslaved population. The role of religion and spirituality in resistance. Religion and spirituality played a crucial role in the resistance movements on the island. Enslaved Africans blended their traditional beliefs with elements of Catholicism to create a unique syncretic faith that gave them strength and hope. Vodou and African spirituality. Practices such as Vodou provided a sense of empowerment and community. Enslaved people often invoked their ancestors and deities for protection and guidance. These rituals became rallying points for resistance, uniting individuals under a shared spiritual cause. Christianity and liberation theology. While Catholicism was often used by plantation owners as a tool for control, enslaved Africans reinterpreted Christian teachings in ways that supported their quest for freedom. The story of Moses leading the Israelites out of slavery, for example, became a powerful metaphor for their own struggle. The Great Revolts of the 18th century. As the plantation economy expanded, so did the scale and brutality of slavery. By the 18th century, resistance on Martinique had evolved into organized revolts that shook the colonial system to its core. The 1717 Uprising. One of the earliest documented revolts occurred in 1717 when a group of enslaved workers rose up against their masters on a large plantation near St. Pierre. The revolt was brutally suppressed, but it sent shockwaves through the planter class, who began to fear the growing strength and coordination of the enslaved population. The Maroon Wars. Throughout the 18th century, Maroon communities in the interior waged guerrilla warfare against the colonial authorities. These communities, led by charismatic figures like Chief Auguste, became a thorn in the side of the French administration. Their knowledge of the island's terrain gave them a strategic advantage, allowing them to evade capture and launch surprise attacks on plantations. The 1789 revolt and the influence of the French Revolution. The ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity that emerged from the French Revolution resonated deeply with the enslaved population of Martinique. In 1789, news of the revolution in France sparked a series of uprisings on the island. Enslaved workers and free people of color demanded their rights, inspired by the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen. Key leaders of resistance. Resistance movements in Martinique were often led by individuals who became symbols of hope and defiance for their communities. Chief Auguste. A legendary Maroon leader, Chief Auguste organized raids on plantations and led a network of escaped slaves in the interior. His strategic brilliance and deep understanding of the land allowed him to evade capture for years, earning him a reputation as a hero among the enslaved population. Toussaint Louverture's influence. Although Toussaint Louverture was a leader of the Haitian Revolution, his success in overthrowing colonial rule in Saint-Domingue, modern-day Haiti, had a profound impact on resistance movements throughout the Caribbean, including Martinique. His story inspired enslaved people on the island to believe that freedom was possible. The cultural and social impact of resistance. The resistance movements in Martinique left a lasting legacy that continues to shape the island's identity. Creole identity. The blending of African, European, and indigenous cultures during the resistance period gave rise to a unique Creole identity. This identity, rooted in resilience and adaptability, remains a defining characteristic of Martinique today. Music and storytelling. The songs and stories of resistance have been passed down through generations, preserving the memory of those who fought for freedom. Traditional music genres, such as belle and zouk, often incorporate themes of struggle and liberation, commemoration and legacy. Today, Martinique honors its history of resistance through festivals, monuments, and educational programs. The island's struggle for freedom is a source of pride and a reminder of the strength of its people. Toward emancipation. The resistance movements of the 18th and early 19th centuries laid the groundwork for the eventual abolition of slavery in 1848. The courage and determination of the enslaved population forced the colonial authorities to confront the moral and economic contradictions of slavery. Emancipation was not the end of the struggle for equality, but it was a significant milestone in Martinique's journey toward justice. The resistance movements that preceded it are a testament to the power of collective action and the enduring human spirit. Chapter 6. The French Revolution and Abolition, Liberty on Trial. The French Revolution was a transformative period in history, and its echoes reverberated across the Atlantic, profoundly impacting the colonies of the French Empire, including Martinique. For the enslaved and free people of color on the island, the ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity kindled hope for a new era. This chapter explores the turbulent years of the French Revolution, its effects on Martinique, and the complex journey toward the abolition of slavery. It highlights the struggles, betrayals, and triumphs that define this pivotal chapter in the island's history. The dawn of the revolution, an ideological spark. The French Revolution began in 1789 as a response to widespread discontent with economic inequality, oppressive taxation, and the absolute power of the monarchy. In Paris, cries for liberty, equality, and fraternity filled the streets, inspiring revolutionary fervor. For Martinique, a colony built on the exploitation of enslaved Africans, these revolutionary ideals posed a direct challenge to the existing social and economic order. Impact on the colonial elite. The French planter class, or Grands Blancs, watched the events in France with unease. Their wealth and status depended on the institution of slavery, and they feared that the revolution's rhetoric might inspire uprisings among the enslaved population. At the same time, the Petit Blancs, poor white settlers, saw an opportunity to push for their own political and economic interests, often in opposition to the Grands Blancs. Free people of color and revolutionary ideals. Free people of color, many of whom were economically successful and educated, embraced the revolution's ideals. However, they faced significant discrimination, excluded from political rights despite their contributions to colonial society. The Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen, proclaimed in 1789, became a rallying point for their demands for equality. Uprisings and the revolutionary crisis in Martinique. As news of the French Revolution spread across the Atlantic, Martinique became a cauldron of unrest. The enslaved population, inspired by the revolution's promise of liberty, began organizing and resisting their oppressors with renewed vigor. The 1790 Revolt. In 1790, enslaved workers on several plantations in Martinique staged a coordinated uprising, demanding better treatment and freedom. Though the revolt was suppressed with brutal force, it sent a clear message to the colonial authorities. The enslaved population was no longer willing to endure their oppression silently. Factionalism among the whites. Tensions between the Grands Blancs and Petits Blancs erupted into violence as each group sought to assert control over the colony. These divisions weakened the colonial administration and created opportunities for enslaved people and free people of color to push for their rights. The influence of the Haitian Revolution. The Haitian Revolution, which began in 1791 in the neighboring colony of Saint-Domingue, had a profound impact on Martinique. The success of the Haitian rebels, led by figures like Toussaint Louverture, inspired enslaved people on Martinique to believe that freedom was within their reach. Planters on the island, meanwhile, were gripped by fear that a similar uprising could occur in their own colony. Abolition and betrayal. The role of the French government. The revolutionary government in France faced intense pressure to address the issue of slavery in its colonies. In 1794, the National Convention declared the abolition of slavery across all French territories. This decree was a watershed moment, but its implementation in Martinique was complicated by the island's occupation by the British. British occupation, 1794 to 1802. In 1794, as revolutionary France waged war with Britain, the British seized control of Martinique. Under British rule, the abolition decree was ignored, and slavery continued on the island. For the enslaved population, the promise of liberty remained unfulfilled, and their suffering persisted. Napoleon's reinstatement of slavery. In 1802, Napoleon Bonaparte, seeking to restore France's colonial power, reinstated slavery in the French colonies. This decision was a devastating blow to the enslaved people of Martinique, who had begun to hope for a brighter future. The return to slavery sparked widespread anger and resistance, as well as renewed calls for emancipation. Resistance and the path to final emancipation. Despite the setbacks, resistance to slavery in Martinique remained strong. Enslaved people, free people of color, and abolitionist allies in France continued to fight for freedom and equality. The role of abolitionist movements. Abolitionist organizations in France, such as the Société des Amis des Noirs, Society of the Friends of the Blacks, played a crucial role in advocating for the end of slavery. Their efforts, combined with the growing resistance in the colonies, kept the issue of slavery at the forefront of public discourse. The 1831 and 1833 reforms. The British abolition of slavery in 1833 had a ripple effect throughout the Caribbean, including in Martinique. While France did not immediately follow suit, the example set by Britain added pressure on the French government to address the issue. Incremental reforms were introduced, including the recognition of some rights for free people of color. The 1848 abolition of slavery. The final abolition of slavery in Martinique came in 1848, driven by a combination of revolutionary ideals, economic shifts, and relentless resistance. Victor Sculture, a prominent abolitionist, played a pivotal role in the decision to end slavery. His efforts culminated in the decree that freed all enslaved people in French territories on April 27, 1848. Immediate aftermath. The abolition of slavery marked a new beginning for Martinique, but it also brought significant challenges. Freed people faced discrimination and economic hardship as they sought to build new lives in a society still deeply divided by race and class. Many former enslaved workers continued to work on plantations under exploitative conditions, as the transition to a free labor system was fraught with inequities. Legacy of the Revolutionary Era. The revolutionary period left an indelible mark on Martinique. It was a time of profound upheaval, marked by both betrayal and progress. The ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity inspired generations to continue the fight for justice, while the abolition of slavery laid the foundation for the island's modern identity. Cultural resilience. The cultural contributions of the enslaved and free people of color during this period enriched Martinique's heritage. Music, dance, and storytelling traditions evolved to reflect the struggles and triumphs of the era, creating a vibrant Creole culture that endures today. Commemoration and reflection. Today, Martinique honors the legacy of the revolutionary era through monuments, museums, and public celebrations. The island's history during this period serves as a reminder of the resilience of its people and the enduring power of the human spirit. Chapter 7. Post-abolition transitions, freedom's burden. The abolition of slavery in Martinique in 1848 marked a profound turning point in the island's history. However, the journey from slavery to freedom was neither simple nor straightforward. For the newly emancipated population, freedom brought both hope and hardship as they sought to redefine their lives in a society still shaped by entrenched racism, economic inequality, and colonial power structures. This chapter delves deeply into the immediate aftermath of emancipation, the rise of new labor systems, the struggles of the freed population, and the lasting effects of this period on Martinique's social, economic, and cultural landscape. The day freedom arrived, April 27, 1848. When the decree abolishing slavery reached Martinique, the news was met with a mix of celebration and uncertainty. For the approximately 70,000 enslaved people on the island, it was the culmination of decades of resistance and struggle. Streets filled with jubilant cries, drumming, and dancing as the formerly enslaved marked their newfound liberty. Yet, beneath the joy lay an undercurrent of apprehension about what freedom would truly mean. Immediate reactions. Freed population. For many, emancipation was a moment of profound emotional release. Families who had been separated under slavery sought to reunite, and communities came together to celebrate their collective liberation. Planter class. The reaction among plantation owners was one of outrage and fear. They worried about the loss of their labor force and the potential collapse of the sugar economy, which had been built on the exploitation of enslaved workers. The new labor system, from slavery to indentured servitude. The abolition of slavery created a labor vacuum that colonial authorities and plantation owners scrambled to fill. While the freed population sought to assert their independence by leaving the plantations, the economic structure of the island demanded a steady supply of labor. Indentured labor from India and China. To address the labor shortage, colonial administrators turned to indentured laborers from India and, to a lesser extent, China. Beginning in the 1850s, thousands of Indian workers were brought to Martinique under contracts that promised wages and eventual return passage. However, the reality was often exploitative, with working conditions that mirrored many of the abuses of slavery. Contracts and coercion. Freed people who remained on the plantations were often coerced into signing contracts that bound them to their former masters. These contracts, ostensibly voluntary, frequently included exploitative terms that left workers in a state of economic dependency. Wages and living conditions. The wages paid to both freed workers and indentured laborers were meager, and housing conditions on plantations remained deplorable. Many workers lived in overcrowded, unsanitary quarters and struggled to make ends meet. The struggle for land and autonomy. For the freed population, owning land represented the ultimate symbol of independence and self-determination. However, access to land was tightly controlled by the planter class, who retained ownership of most of the island's arable land. The fight for land rights. Freed people pooled resources to purchase small plots of land, often in marginal areas unsuitable for plantation agriculture. These smallholdings became the foundation of a subsistence farming economy, where families grew food for their own consumption and sold surplus produce at local markets. Cooperative communities. Communal farming and cooperative efforts emerged as strategies for survival. Freed people supported one another in clearing land, planting crops, and navigating the challenges of economic marginalization. Social and racial hierarchies. While slavery was abolished, the social hierarchies it had created remained deeply entrenched. The white planter class. The Grands Blancs, or wealthy planters, retained significant economic and political power. They continued to dominate the sugar industry and used their influence to maintain the status quo. Free people of color. Free people of color, many of whom were descendants of relationships between white settlers and enslaved African women, occupied a complex social position. While they had achieved some level of economic success, they faced systemic discrimination and were excluded from many aspects of political life. The freed population. For the majority of the freed population, life remained a daily struggle. They faced prejudice, economic exploitation, and limited opportunities for advancement. Despite these challenges, they forged vibrant communities and worked tirelessly to build a better future for their children. cultural resilience, and expression. The post-abolition period was marked by a flowering of cultural expression as the freed population sought to reclaim and celebrate their heritage. Music and dance. Traditional music and dance forms, such as ballet and quadrille, became powerful symbols of identity and resistance. These art forms, rooted in African traditions, were performed at festivals, weddings, and community gatherings. Religion and spirituality. The blending of African spiritual practices with Catholicism continued, creating a unique religious culture. Churches became central to community life, serving as spaces for worship, education, and social organization. Language and literature. The Creole language flourished as a medium of everyday communication and artistic expression. Writers and poets began to document the experiences of the freed population, laying the groundwork for Martinique's rich literary tradition. Economic shifts and challenges. The transition from slavery to a free labor economy brought significant changes to Martinique's economy. The decline of the sugar industry. The global sugar market faced increased competition from beet sugar, leading to a decline in the profitability of Caribbean plantations. Planters struggled to adapt to these changes, and many went bankrupt. Diversification of agriculture. In response to the challenges facing the sugar industry, Martinique's economy began to diversify. Small-scale farmers grew crops such as bananas, cocoa, and coffee, which became important exports. Urbanization and migration. Economic hardship led many people to leave rural areas in search of opportunities in towns and cities. Some emigrated to other parts of the Caribbean or to France, seeking a better life. Political struggles and activism. The post-abolition period saw the emergence of political activism as freed people and their descendants demanded greater rights and representation. The fight for voting rights. In the decades following emancipation, suffrage was limited to wealthy landowners, excluding the majority of the population. Activists campaigned for expanded voting rights, often facing fierce resistance from the colonial elite. Workers' movements. Labor unions and workers' organizations began to form in the late 19th century, advocating for better wages and working conditions. These movements laid the foundation for future struggles for social and economic justice. Legacy of the post-abolition era. The post-abolition period was a time of profound change and resilience. While the challenges were immense, the freed population of Martinique demonstrated remarkable determination in building new lives and communities. Cultural legacy. The traditions and practices that emerged during this period continue to shape Martinique's identity. From music and dance to cuisine and language, the island's culture reflects the creativity and strength of its people. A foundation for change. The struggles of the post-abolition era laid the groundwork for future movements for equality and independence. The lessons of this period remain relevant as Martinique continues to navigate the complexities of its colonial history and its place in the modern world. Chapter 8, Colonial Governance and Identity, the French Colony. The transformation of Martinique into a French colony after the abolition of slavery marked a critical juncture in the island's history. From the establishment of new political systems to the forging of a Creole identity, this chapter examines how colonial governance shaped Martinique's society and culture. It explores the challenges of integration into the French Empire, the rise of Creole consciousness, and the enduring tensions between assimilation and autonomy. The story of Martinique during this period is one of resilience, adaptation, and the struggle for self-definition. The road to departmentalization. After the abolition of slavery in 1848, Martinique's relationship with France evolved as the colony became increasingly integrated into the French political system. The decision to grant Martinique the status of a French department in 1946 was the culmination of nearly a century of political and social transformation. Colonial administration post-abolition. The abolition of slavery necessitated a reorganization of colonial governance. French officials sought to maintain control over Martinique while addressing the demands of the newly freed population. Local assemblies were established to give the illusion of participation, but real power remained concentrated in the hands of French administrators and the white planter elite. The influence of Paris. Martinique's colonial government operated as an extension of the French state, with policies and decisions dictated from Paris. This centralized system often ignored the unique needs and realities of the island, creating a sense of disconnect between the local population and the colonial authorities. The rise of Creole identity. While colonial governance sought to enforce French cultural and political norms, the people of Martinique forged a distinct Creole identity that blended African, European, and indigenous influences. This identity became a source of pride and a means of resisting cultural assimilation. Language as resistance. The Creole language emerged as a powerful symbol of identity and resistance. Spoken by the majority of the population, Creole served as a unifying force that transcended racial and social divisions. French remained the official language of governance and education, but Creole was the language of everyday life, storytelling, and cultural expression. Music and dance. Traditional music and dance forms, such as ballet, zouk, and biguine, flourished during this period. These art forms drew on African rhythms and European influences, creating a vibrant cultural tapestry that celebrated the island's diversity. Cuisine and tradition. The fusion of culinary traditions from Africa, Europe, and India resulted in a unique Creole cuisine that became a cornerstone of Martinique's cultural identity. Dishes such as écrase de morue, cod fritters, and colombo, a curry-like dish, reflected the island's rich history of cultural exchange. Economic transformation and inequality. The shift from slavery to a free labor system brought significant economic changes to Martinique. While the plantation economy remained dominant, new industries and economic practices began to emerge. The decline of sugar. The global decline of the sugar market in the late 19th and early 20th centuries had a profound impact on Martinique's economy. Many plantations went bankrupt, leading to increased economic diversification. Banana cultivation and rum production became important industries, providing new opportunities for small farmers and workers. Urbanization and economic disparities. As the plantation economy faltered, many rural residents migrated to towns and cities in search of work. This urbanization created new economic opportunities, but also exacerbated social inequalities. The wealth gap between the white elite and the Creole working class remained stark, fueling social tensions. Social and racial divisions. The legacy of slavery and colonialism left deep scars on Martinique's social fabric. Racial and class divisions persisted, shaping every aspect of life on the island. The hierarchy of race and class. Grands Blancs. The white planter elite continued to wield significant economic and political power, despite the decline of the plantation system. Petit Blancs. Poor white settlers, often working as laborers or small farmers, occupied a tenuous position in the social hierarchy. Free people of color. This group faced systemic discrimination, despite their economic success and contributions to society. Freed population. The majority of Martinique's population, descendants of enslaved Africans, struggled with poverty and limited access to education and political power. Women in colonial society. Women played a central role in preserving Creole culture and building community resilience. From market vendors to teachers, women contributed to the economic and social life of the island. However, they faced significant challenges, including limited rights and social expectations rooted in colonial patriarchy. Political movements and activism. The early 20th century saw the emergence of political movements advocating for greater rights and autonomy for Martinique. These movements reflected the growing political consciousness of the island's population and their desire for self-determination. Labor unions and worker strikes. The rise of labor unions provided a platform for workers to demand better wages and working conditions. Strikes and protests became common, challenging the dominance of the plantation owners and colonial authorities. The role of intellectuals. Martinique's intellectuals, including poets, writers, and politicians, played a key role in shaping the island's political discourse. Figures like M. Césaire emerged as leading voices in the struggle for equality and cultural recognition. The push for departmentalization. In the aftermath of World War II, the movement to integrate Martinique as a French department gained momentum. Advocates argued that departmentalization would bring economic development and equal rights to the island's population. Cultural Renaissance. The mid-20th century was a time of cultural renaissance for Martinique. This period saw a flowering of literature, art, and intellectual thought that celebrated the island's unique heritage. Negritude Movement. The Negritude Movement, founded by M. Césaire and other intellectuals, celebrated African and Creole identity while challenging the racism and cultural imperialism of colonialism. Césaire's works, including his seminal poem Cahiers d'un retour au pays natal, Notebook of a Return to My Native Land, became defining texts of the movement. Art and performance. Theater, visual arts, and traditional performances flourished during this period, reflecting the vibrancy of Martinique's cultural life. These art forms became vehicles for social critique and expressions of resistance. Challenges of assimilation and autonomy. While departmentalization brought significant changes to Martinique, it also created tensions between assimilation into French society and the desire to preserve a distinct Creole identity. Benefits of departmentalization. Access to French public services, including education and healthcare. Improved infrastructure and economic development. Critiques of assimilation. Loss of cultural autonomy and the erosion of Creole traditions. Dependence on France for economic and political stability. Legacy and reflection. The colonial governance and cultural transformation of this period left a lasting legacy on Martinique. The island's history during this time is a testament to the resilience of its people and their ability to navigate the complexities of identity, power, and change. Commemoration and memory. Today, Martinique honors this period of its history through cultural festivals, museums, and public discourse. The tensions between assimilation and autonomy continue to shape the island's political and cultural landscape, a foundation for the future. The struggles and achievements of this era laid the groundwork for Martinique's ongoing quest for self-definition and equality. As the island continues to evolve, the lessons of its colonial past remain deeply relevant.